Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for inviting me to be with you this morning.
Well, we appreciate you being on the program. All right, I have just two questions for you, which are going to lead to a thousand others. You know how us journalists are. First question, I found it interesting that the State House passed the budget bill, and it passed 62-48 with all Democrats and one Republican, you, voting against it. Why'd you vote against it?
It would just about make you think I made a mistake, wouldn't it? you know, this is a very tough time. And there was a couple of messages I sent out. Actually, I believe that for the time we're in, the House Republicans have put up a good budget. Is it a budget that, you know, we're all comfortable with? Of course not. These are strenuous times that we're in. You got to remember also my vote reflected a couple of things. Number one, it reflected the fact that I knew how the people in my district were having a difficult time, i.e. our correction system. We just closed the Crane Correctional Facility. Very tough. And, you know, for our area to see a very major employer within the district that I represent go. So that's tough. That's very tough. There was another area in there that, well, I have questions about. I'm not as comfortable with right now but we are in the process, and I'm hopeful that it'll come back in. And that has to do with, I'll pick out one there, the idea of Meals on Wheels to seniors. You know, we have a very aging population in our area also. And I guess when I looked it over, and knowing that there were some positive things that we have to do to get spending under control, I went ahead and voted no. To also give a signal, I wanted this, as it goes through the process and in conference committee, these things to be looked at, and they're very difficult. Do you think it's easy to be the only one in your caucus to stand up and take a no vote? We got a good caucus of people, but they understood, too, where I was coming from. I have questions. Can we do more? Is it possible? I don't set on appropriations or tax policy. That's not my role, but I'm staying as an individual to the people that I represent, and also to the process itself. Let's do everything we can in this time, and I believe the process is working out, and I was willing to do that.
I haven't talked to one state representative or one state senator, and we've talked to many in the last year and a half, who wanted to cut funding for education, yet the bill passed by a 57-53 vote. And I also haven't talked to one person on the other side who is a non-politician who doesn't think that we could cut education less and give less of a tax break to business. So what's your take on that?
Well, you know, the business tax, that reform is what we've been needing and asking for. We've got to allow business to do the job of creating jobs within this state and make a more friendly area for a more friendly state towards business. I live in an area where we, like most of the rest of the state of Michigan, have lost business after business. You know, we've lost a tremendous number of people as far as being unemployed, businesses themselves, giving them a break. I don't particularly look at it that way. I look at it as making it a fair field for all business. The mom and pops, the entrepreneurs, these people have to have the ability to come in and create jobs. And I believe this particular proposal is it's still on the table. And, you know, these things are still in conference committee to bring them in line to be able to help us to create jobs is very much there. We do understand where raising taxes takes us. In 2007, there's no doubt that the Michigan business tax, that surcharge that was on there, did nothing at all to keep jobs or create jobs in this state. So that's where I'd position myself there. We're on the way.
What we hear is that folks, many of the folks that we talk to who call into the program, have this sense that we have this budget deficit here in Michigan, and that the middle class and that the programs for the poor are the ones that are paying, and that the business owners are not paying their fair share.
Well, I think we take a look at it with the loss that we had. I think that they have been paying their fair share, and it's going to be easier for them to be able to spread this out with more jobs to be able to pay more. Your big business that sometimes gets the rap that we're know, it's all in favor of them. You know, they're going to be paying. They're going to be paying just like everyone else. Some who have escaped because of their size and this sort of thing are now going to be involved in this this corporate tax that that we're all going to pay. So it makes a very level and a fair playing field, I believe, when it comes to business.
All right, so we've got most of the budget taken care of as far as the House of Representatives is.
No, I don't think we do.
What other work needs to be done?
I think the process is well underway to do things that are right to create this Michigan that's going to invite jobs, and it's all in a process. Sure, there's discussion. Sure, there's disagreement. But we're in a process of negotiation with the governor, the Senate, and the House, and putting it all together. And it's in a process that's well on the way that's working, I believe, towards a better Michigan.
All right. What exactly can be done to create jobs, not only in your district, but throughout the state of Michigan in the next quarter?
Well, I know that it sounds, you know, it sounds like a story that's told over and over, and yet I believe it's really true. We bring our tax structure that's fair to all, a simple way that so the business can be comfortable coming in and expanding in Michigan. They know what to expect. Dealing with the regulations that inhibits, and many times from the area I'm at, sends our businesses south. I believe those are the things that we're going to continually work on. We're into this attitude in this job just a few short months, and already I believe we're seeing progress, and the confidence that people have from outside of Michigan is growing. We're getting attention to the fact that we're doing the right things.
All right, and finally, in your opinion, should we have another bridge from Detroit to Canada?
I think that one's still on the table to be discussed. I have not positioned myself yet for that.
All right, Representative, we appreciate your time. Ken Kurtz from the Hillsdale area. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, and same to you. And let's go Michigan, huh?